I'm just about to go into the studio to record my latest audiobook. My wife and I have been listening to audiobooks. We've been listening to audiobooks in the car as a family just to keep our kids off screens because Audible is amazing. And Audible is also the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases and next to listen recommendations to satisfy every type of thriller listener. If you want breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that will enthrall you, even brand new and exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, well, then you want to check out Audible. My wife and I were just raving about this true crime audiobook that we read called Furious Hours. And then I've been raving about this book, Night of the Grizzlies, which I loved. Audio piques the imagination and it brings thrillers to life. And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. Visit audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. That's audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Welcome to the Daily Stoic Podcast, where each day we bring you a passage of ancient wisdom designed to help you find strength, insight, and wisdom in everyday life. Each one of these passages is based on the 2,000-year-old philosophy that has guided some of history's greatest men and women. For more, you can visit us at dailystoic.com. Are you high or low? Even in the ancient world, the classic scholar and recent podcast guest Robin Waterfield says there was a distinction between high philosophy and low philosophy. Which was better? You might think it's high philosophy. It was certainly more advanced. It was fancied by fancier people. It explored subtle ideas and encouraged the mastery of logic and epistemology. But low philosophy was hardly crass. No, low philosophy meant practical. You could actually use it. And that's, of course, what we had in mind in our Stoicism 101 course. But Marcus Aurelius, as Waterfield writes in his intro to the Annotated Meditations, was the perfect candidate for this second school. He was interested in the austere life despite his wealth. Although he liked reading and had a brilliant mind, what he was looking for was stuff that would make him better, help him with his temper, help him with his stress, help him help others as emperor. But unfortunately, most philosophers today and generations of bright students have been drawn towards high philosophy. They've gotten their advanced degrees. They've become brilliant debaters of complicated questions. But has it helped them live? Helped them make a difference in the world? Not usually. And in this sense, low philosophy is not low at all. It's just accessible. It's practical. It's within reach when one has problems. It's something you stand on rather than something you hide behind. It makes you taller. So which philosophy are you studying? That's the question. And to help answer that question, we are relaunching our Stoicism 101 course, Ancient Philosophy for Your Actual Life, which we just went through. This was originally intended as a live course, but because of all the responses that we've received, we decided to make it available to everyone who couldn't participate. We've recorded and edited down the live office hour sessions with me. That's 5 hours of Q&A about the most pressing Stoic questions on a variety of topics, including how I apply Stoicism in my own life, how a Stoic gets the most out of what they read, how a Stoic balances the tension between acceptance and the discipline of action, and what the Stoics think about so many other topics. And as part of Stoicism 101, you get 14 custom emails delivered daily. That's 20,000 words of exclusive content. You learn about the famous Stoics, the things a Stoic does, the things a Stoic doesn't do, what sets Stoicism apart from other philosophies, key components of an ideal day for a Stoic, secrets to success, the Stoic secrets to resilience, the Stoic's secret to productivity, and how we master our emotions, and much, much more. So, what will it be? Are you studying high philosophy or low philosophy? Are you putting it to work or not? And if your answer is you want to study low philosophy, you can check out our new course, Stoicism 101. That's Stoicism 101, Ancient Philosophy for Your Actual Life. You can check that out at dailystoic.com/101. And remember that the Daily Stoic Life members, you can sign up at dailystoiclife.com, get this course and all our Daily Stoic courses for free. So check it out. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto, I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill, you might win some, but you just lost one trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.